Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the CollegeToPro.com Players Platform Show.
Welcome back to another edition of the C2P. We are down here in Mobile, Alabama at the 2016 Reese Senior Bowl, and we're down with one of the top prospects, Kenneth Dixon. Kenneth, great award. I'm sure you're excited to be here. What's it like so far?
Yes, sir. I appreciate you. It's great to be here with all the talent and everything, you know, and meeting all the scouts, and, you know, just to get to know them personally and they get to know you personally. You know, it's great to be out here with all the good talent, you know what I mean, to show how you can do.
You've been playing football since your Pee Wee Pop Warner days?
Yes, sir, since third grade.
Were you that kid, football in the hand, instant 6 points?
Yes, sir. You know, starting right off, I mean, my team wasn't that good. We lost every game our first year, so we turned it around. Actually, my dad was the coach, and we turned it around the next year, and we won all our games. They even tried to combine teams to beat us. They never beat us. So.
Nice. So you went from the poorhouse to the powerhouse.
Yes, sir.
and off the legs and shoulders of Kenneth Dixon. So, I mean, you always had that athletic skill. So kind of, you know, talk about kind of how you kind of carved it, the position you're at now.
The way I developed the game at running back, you know what I mean, I've just been playing it all my life, and, you know, just used to sit down and watch some of the greats like Marshall Faulk, the Barry Sanders, and just seeing how great those guys was, and, you know, and just going in depth and reading about how they prepared for the game, and, you know, just seeing how Marshall Faulk used to run the hill, seeing how Barry Sanders did all type of feet work, and, you know, seeing how Walter Payton never lifted weights and just did push-ups and everything, and just seeing the drive and the purpose that those guys had, and I just wanted to be like those guys growing up, and I guess that's the way I developed a passion for the game, you know.
So, and you got a little bit of a historian to yourself, looking at mentioning all the young guys. I like that.
Oh, yeah, yes, sir. I always used to look at all those guys, you know what I mean. They paved the way for us, you know. That's the reason the running backs are so valuable, because of the things that some of those guys did, and, you know, if you can go back and try to mimic some of those guys, you know, that's always great.
Excellent stuff. Once again, Kenneth Dixon down here in Mobile, Alabama. You're listening to the C2P. If you folks miss any of this show in its entirety, you can check it out at iTunes or Blog Talk Radio. It'll also be featured in this draft bio, collegeandpro.com. We'll say it's your one-stop and shop for everything you need to know about this young man as he makes his path towards that next level. I mean, we're sitting outside, some free time, but inside there's a room full with hundreds of NFL scouts, coaches, GMs. They're all in there. What's it been like for you just to experience each interview with different teams?
Yes. When I first got here, I was very nervous. I mean, I just didn't know what to expect. I thought questions was going to be coming from everywhere, you know, kind of like a CSI investigation. So it's been great, you know what I mean? I got the hang of it. I think those guys are some great guys, and I think they do their job very well.
Nice. Any questions that – I know there's stories. Sometimes they ask you things that you didn't even know about yourself. Have you anything like that yet?
Yes, sir. Kind of the ADHD thing. I didn't know I had ADHD. They asked me about it. So, you know, I never really been diagnosed with nothing like that. So, I mean, it's always great. So, to hear some of the crazy things about yourself, you know.
Especially from people you don't even know.
Yes,
right?
Sir.
Yeah, and it's just kind of almost scary. They're almost like the government watching.
Yes, sir.
You don't even know it.
Yes,
but,
sir.
Hey, that's the game we play, and that's the NFL scouting game. These guys, you're down here for a reason because you are one of the top seniors in the nation at the craft you've perfected. For you, I mean, what are those qualities, those traits that you bring to the running back position where these guys watch you on film and go, man, okay, he does this well, et cetera, et cetera?
I think the way I play the game as well, I would say the thing that separates me from most running backs is the way I can catch the ball and run my routes. I really don't have too many drop balls when the ball is in the air. The way that I can elude tacklers, I know the first man never tackles me hardly. I would have to say what really separates me is my blocking, you know what I mean, how small I am and just compact and just how I can be able to stone blockers from getting to the quarterback and just, you know, identify the blitz and then all that stuff.
Nah, so good in pass protection.
Yes, sir. Very,
you know,
very good.
That's the key, especially at the next level.
Yes, sir.
That's going to get you on the field.
Yes,
it's going to keep you off the field, too, if you can't,
sir.
Too.
Most definitely.
Does anything go unnoticed sometimes if the offensive system you ran, your coaches didn't ask you or afforded you, you know, the opportunity to do certain things? Is there anything that these scouts need to know about you that's a big bonus?
I think they know everything. I mean, I feel like my college coaches put me in all the positions to market myself well and you know, put us all in a great position to win and everything. Coach Host did a great job with lining me up at some receivers, lining me up at, you know, running back and just letting me run and, you know, just do what I can do and everything.
Excellent. And your agent, Marty Fishman, is over there. What's it been like working with Marty so far?
It was great working with Martin and Stan. I mean, those are the two great guys. I mean, they've been recruiting me since last year. We've been talking and everything, and I feel like they got the same purpose I'm here. You know, they want to show everybody that they can, you know, be in this business too, and I want to show everybody that I can play in the NFL. So, I mean, we got the same goals and same
grind.
Yes, sir. We want to all grind, and you know, you just want to always have somebody on your team with the same goal and passion as you do. You know, so.
Excellent. Hey, man, that's what you want. It's all about grinding, and you'll find out this is it's a long journey. Where are you training at?
I'm training at Michael Johnson in Dallas
nice.
Currently.
Yeah.
So
they
yes,
do
sir.
Great work there.
Yes, sir. They do real great work. Working on the 40 time with Brandon Adderby. He's one of the best guys that work in the 40. Yes, sir. So, you know, just working out with those guys has been great.
You going to the combine?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Leaving out February the 22nd to go.
Nice. If you haven't heard yet, here's a little advice. Bring an extra duffel bag or suitcase because you're going to get so much free stuff, you will not be able to pack it with the official bag you bring. So bring an extra bag. If not, you're going to leave stuff in your room or you'll give stuff away at the airport because you won't be able to bring it back.
Man, that's crazy. I got you. Yes, sir.
All right.
Appreciate you,
I will see you at the combine. If you don't do it, I'll ask you. But before we wrap things up, we always like to throw a couple lighthearted questions your way. You ready to take a shot?
Yes, sir.
All right. This is the fun questions of the show. If you had to earn a living doing one of these two things besides playing professional football, are we more likely to see Kenneth Dixon on the stage as the lead singer of a boy band, or are we more inclined to see you as a male runway model styling some nice clothes?
Oh, I'll be styling the nice clothes. I'll be one of those guys. You know, I always feel like I'm a model, so, you know, and I get a clean cut haircut. I don't rock that very much, so, you know, just being up there and showing off the good clothes, I think I can do that very well. But, hey, don't sleep. I can't sing, too, so.
And then the final question, and this is usually the question you guys enjoy answering the most, above all, female celebrities, Kenneth, if you could take anyone out for a quick bite to eat, who's going to join you?
I had to say Dej Loaf. I had to go on and pick her. You probably never heard of her.
I never heard of her.
She's a female rapper.
I love getting new names.
She's a female rapper. Not too many people know about her. I just love the way she, you know, I just like her. You know, I don't want to get in too much trouble with my girlfriend probably listening.
Yeah. You know, I always ask, if your girlfriend was on the show and I asked her the question, she'd probably have a name.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, probably so.
And if she gives you any, you know what, have her come on the show and I'll ask her the same question.
Yes, sir, I got
we'll see where she goes.
Oh, yeah.
And then she'll have it.
She'll probably say Beyonce or something.
Liar. So, hey, man, Kenneth, great career. We appreciate you stopping by. Best of luck. I always like to say stay humble, stay hungry, be blessed, my man.
Yes, sir, I appreciate you, Mr. Bo.
No problem at all. Once again, that is Kenneth Dixon, the standout, kind enough to join us here on the C2P as he makes his path towards the next level, and he's beginning that journey right now down here in Mobile, Alabama at the Reese's 2016 Senior Bowl.
This has been a CollegeToPro.com exclusive.